Us coming in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for that fantastic magazine that's been out for 32 years called the Oklahoma Senior Journal. We bring you these wonderful shows every single week on Saturdays at 9:05 on Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio, because we want you to be well informed. And I have somebody, you know how much, if you listen to my show, how much I love experts, and I have an expert all the way in this field, Bobby D. Hinkle.
I'm the founder of Main Street Advisors.
Okay.
I am a certified financial fiduciary.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. See, you helped me.
That's just a accreditation.
So the name of his company is Main Street Advisors.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you a little bit about the Oklahoma Senior Journal before we get started and get in here with Mr. Hinkle. I started the Oklahoma Senior Journal 32 years ago, and it's done nothing but grow with resources. We are catering now to the sandwich generation, and if you don't know what that is, that's people that are in their 40s that are trying to take care of their parents part-time, trying to take care of kids part-time or full-time, and then they work full-time. So those are the sandwich generation, and they use this book a lot like a Bible. We have over a million in readership. We also are digital. We had over a million downloads during COVID. And the Oklahoma Senior Journal is here to help you. We're at 650 locations, and the way that you find that, and we restock every single month because it's a 98% pickup rate. We're at okseniorjournal.com. That's okseniorjournal.com. We have a brand new website, so you can actually go on there and navigate and have a great time. If you're an advertiser, you can go right there and fill your cart and purchase right online. But it also has lots of informative articles and upcoming events and things like that. So without any further doodly-doos, I'm going to introduce Bobby Hinkle. Mm-hmm. And he actually started Main Street Advisors. And it's a truth in financial services. So he is a truth seeker. He is a lover of life and family, and a servant to those in need. I love this, Bobby. I love that you describe yourself that way. And we have a mutual friend that we may talk about here in a little bit that was so impressed with your truth in financing and also your authenticity and your knowledge that he decided to start using you, correct?
Yeah,
using
your services. We're working together.
And that's Bob Loudermilk, who does secondhalfexpo.com with me. So we're co-founders of that, which will be October the 19th this year at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. So Bobby had a vision to create Main Street Advisors, a financial service company that he would look for if he was a client. Bobby's first love is his family. And I was going to ask your wife's name, but I see it right here. Your wife is Christy.
Mm-hmm.
And you have
my daughter, Daphne. And she's
so
nine.
Daphne
she's
is
finishing up third grade. She is a cancer survivor. So
Daphne is?
Uh-huh. She beat leukemia. Yeah. She's been off treatment for a year, 2 months, and 15 days.
Man, you could probably count the seconds on that.
I don't really have the right words for it, honestly. Mm-hmm. It was kind of your worst nightmare mm-hmm. made into reality. Shout out to OU Children's Hospital.
Oh, good.
She's doing really well.
Good deal. I love hearing that. Shout out to you, Daphne. Way to go. And then you also have a son named Oliver that is six.
Mm-hmm.
And before we turn the mics on, we learned something very unique about you that I said I've got to have him talk about. So Tell me about this band you're involved in for the last 25 years.
I started off playing the piano when I was five.
Mm.
You know, my mother's very musically talented, and music kind of dominated my life for a long time. I was a music major, played the trumpet at Edmund Santa Fe High School, and had a scholarship to play trumpet at UCO and played in the jazz band there. And
mm-hmm.
when I was about 18, I started playing the drums, so pretty late. I kind of fell in love with the drums, and it was just a couple of guys that I was already best friends with, and they were in a band, and their drummer wouldn't show up, and I would go to their practices and be like, I can play those drum beats. And they're like, no, you can't. You don't know how to play drums. And I'm like, dude, they're just going boop, boop, God. I'm like, I can play that.
That's
so
great.
I sat down and played it, and they were like, oh my gosh, you can play it. And then I got interested in it. You know, I've always been into just more progressive style music, stuff that's more challenging for the musicians to play. I just kind of decided I wanted to do what I do with my business now, and that's kind of carve something new and try to break new ground. And so I didn't learn how to play drums like most drummers. I didn't listen to CDs and play along with them. I literally just wrote drum parts mathematically and along with, you know, these two guys that play guitar and bass with me. And the band's called Symbionts, which is spelled strangely. It starts with PSY. But it's a progressive rock. Older now, we have careers and families, and you know, I got tired of being poor as a musician. You know, there's no middle class musicians. You're either dirt poor or filthy rich, unless you want to teach. And I didn't want to teach. I was a performer. We just get together on the weekends and practice and write songs and stuff.
How fun! This is the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal, here on Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back with Main Street Advisors, Truth in Finance. Financial Services.
My name is Bobby Hinkle, and I'm the founder of Main Street Advisors here in Edmond, Oklahoma. Our slogan is Truth in Financial Services because we really endeavor to shine a light on all the things that are normally kept in the dark. Have you ever wondered what's actually happening with your investments? Are you concerned about economic uncertainty and how the markets might dictate your retirement? Would you rather be in control yourself? The solution is to build a comprehensive financial plan. Most financial plans are really just a sales tool. How about getting one that is actually a roadmap, something that you can use whether we work together or not. Give us a call. Our phone number is 405-285-5566. 405-285-5566. Josh will answer the phone and schedule a time for us to get together and just get to know each other. Our website is mstadv.com. mstadv.com. Give us a call. Change your future. We are Main Street Advisors, Truth in Financial Services. A better financial future starts here.
Are you familiar with Homes for Heroes? OKHeroes.com. If you're not, you're about to be. So if you're a firefighter, a law enforcement, a military, anybody in the healthcare space, or a teacher, you qualify and are ready to go. This program offers tremendous savings if you're in any of those fields.
No red tape, no hidden fees, no catch.
Program's been around for over 20 years, started when 9/11 started, to give back to the heroes of this community. And they continue to give back. If you want to reach us, you can call us at 405-414-5979. 405-414-5979. Check us out at OKHeroes.com. That's OKHeroes.com. 405-414-5979. OKHeroes.com.
Life moves in one direction, forward. No matter what each person's circumstances are, Synergy Home Care steps in with effective, comforting, life-affirming care that moves people and their loved ones emotionally and physically forward. From personal assistance like bathing and dressing, to companion care to fight isolation and loneliness, to support with housekeeping, errands, and transportation services. Sometimes just a little extra help can make all the difference. If you or your loved one has recently been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia, our person-centered convergence of care model brings together the best tools and resources along with caregiver talents and specialized training to deliver a customized memory care solution for your family. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. Again, that number is 405-254-3046.
Hello, this is Ben Martin with R&B Trees. We are a tree company based out of Oklahoma. We offer professional tree pruning, stump grinding. We are Oklahoma City's number one tree service. We offer free estimates. Any tree we can do. No tree is too tall. We can do them all. R&B Trees is fully insured with liability and workman's comp. R&B Trees, we specialize in insurance work. We work directly with your carrier, and most of the time you'll be out of pocket zero. We offer senior citizens discount, veterans discount. We take trees serious. It's all we do. So please give us a call at 405-609-9211. Our website, rmbtree.net. Facebook, RMB Trees, Trees, Trees. We offer professional pruning, low impact removals, stump grinding. RMB Trees is veteran owned. Call 405-609-9211. rmbtree.net. Facebook, RMB Trees, Trees, Trees. RMB Trees, servicing all of Oklahoma.
Come join us for the 23rd annual Yukon Senior Games in April. The Yukon Senior Games is an opportunity for athletic and creative competition and so much more. We're talking about a chance to compete in an environment where new friendships and peer support guide the competitions. We offer such events as pickleball,
billiards,
archery,
golf,
basketball,
table tennis,
bowling,
track and field,
and so much more. We've had competitors that have taken their skills to the Olympics and competitors who have just learned new sports by entering the event and trying. For more information, you can visit UConOK.gov. That's UConOK.gov or call 405-350-8937. That's 405-350-8937.
We'll see you at the games!
Before I came to the nerve renewal clinic, I had difficulties walking, my feet burning, no sleep at night, and couldn't play with my grandchildren.
My name is Sarah, and I'm a nurse practitioner here at Nerve Renewal Neuropathy Clinic. One of the things I see all the time is patients that were having difficulty falling asleep due to pain. After coming to Nerve Renewal, our patients are able to sleep better at night, play with their grandchildren more, and go for walks without being in a lot of pain.
And since I've been coming here, I can finally walk better, sleep better, and be able to do the activities with my grandchildren.
If you're living with pain, call Nerve Renewal today. You really have nothing to lose, and most insurances do cover it, and you could improve your quality of life.
If you're suffering from pain, burning, or numbness due to neuropathy, schedule your consultation with Nerve Renewal now. Our non-invasive treatments are covered by Medicare, VA, and most insurance companies, and could have you pain-free within a few short weeks. With 5 convenient locations in OKC, Edmond, Norman, and Midwest City, relief is right around the corner. Call 405-674-4949. That's 405-674-4949. Or visit NerveRenewalNow.com.
Hello there, this is Robin bringing us back in. I am your hostess and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. And what does that OSJ stand for, Bobby?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Look at that. The man has never done radio before, but wow, does he have the voice for it. And he has the expertise behind his company he started from the ground up, just like how he learned how to play the drums. He did that at 18, kind of late in life, and just thought, I can hear the beat in here. I can play the drums. So this is something that he had a passion for, and this is another thing he has a passion for, because I'll tell you, people, it is way too easy to be steered not in the right direction with financial people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you are a different breed. You're a financial advisory business. What do you mean saturated? The whole entire industry you feel like is saturated? Because there are, I guess, a lot.
There are a lot of financial advisors. And there's a lot of different types of financial advisors and different types of... And of course, on our YouTube channel, we have some educational videos kind of breaking down the different types of client-facing entities and their responsibilities to you. And, you know, we try to put together educational content like that.
Okay. What is your YouTube channel?
Google Main Street Advisors YouTube. You'll probably find it, but I think it's MSTADV, which is our website address as well. It's MSTADV.com. That's Mary, Sam, Tom, Apple, David, Victor.
Beautiful.
That is not my military alphabet. I just did it.
I like it.
No, I mean, you asked me about the starting from the ground up. I mean, if you talk to any successful business owner, they'll say, don't reinvent the wheel. Find what others have done successfully and try to copy it and then improve on it. And, you know, honestly, you know, I consider myself a reformed Wall Street broker. I used to work for a firm I'm sure everybody's heard of. I'm not going to mention them. But I wasn't a big fan of the Wall Street method of doing things. There's just, it's riddled with conflicts of interest. Mm-hmm. And I found some mistruths that I didn't like. And so I decided that I felt like there was a need to reinvent the wheel.
Okay.
So that's why I started my own company.
And how long ago did you start?
12 and a half years ago.
Okay. And what inspired you to start your own company? I mean, I know you've said a little right here, but why financial?
The short answer is I'm good at math.
Okay.
from being a musician all my life. It was just a niche that kind of, you know what happens with some people? It's just circumstantial. You go get a job or you start a new hobby and you find something that you're good at. I found that I really wrapped my mind around it well. My father, I had to give him some credit. He kind of taught me to question authority and not be spoon-fed information and to find truth on my own.
Good.
Ironically, he was a preacher. Yeah. He taught me that. And so, you know, I would ask why. Like, why are we doing this? Why are we using these? I didn't like the answers. And so I just thought, you know what? I want to design the exact opposite of a Wall Street company, which is why I called it Main Street Advisors. And our slogan is Truth in Financial Services, mm-hmm. because we want to shine a light on all these things that are normally kept in the dark.
Yes. You and know? That's what I was just going to say. Your slogan is Truth mm-hmm. in Financial Services. How can I believe any person in this industry is telling me the truth?
Honestly, you really shouldn't. I think that...
I agree.
My first bit of advice to anybody looking for a financial professional is don't take anybody's word for anything. Mm-hmm. Ask for everything to be proved.
Yes, that is
even, you know, and
brilliant.
Don't take anybody's word for anything, including me. I tell that to all of our prospective clients, all of our clients. Ask for everything to be proved.
I've had two clients that went along with me and felt like I must know what I'm doing about marketing since I've done it 32 years. And I said, you need to advise people like it was a doctor. I said, you just need to advise people what questions to ask when you're in a doctor's office. Mm-hmm. And I also, a home health company did the same thing. They go, here are the questions you ask. If anybody is resistant to those questions, mm-hmm. run out the door. So you're saying...
I mean, that's exactly what I'm saying about ask everything. You hit the nail on the head there. It's being prepared to ask the right questions. Unfortunately, there is a steep learning curve in this business, in this industry. You know, it's difficult to be equipped to ask the right questions, which is really one of our purposes and why we spend so much time. We spend a lot more time with people than most firms. We spend 8 to 10 hours with people before, you know, ever get to any sort of decision moment. And a lot of that's educational time, where we're teaching people how to recognize what's in their best interest without having to trust someone.
And you're right. They don't always know what to tell you. But if you're getting to know them for 8 to 10 hours, mm-hmm. you're going to start figuring out, oh, I'm putting the puzzle together as I talk and build this relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
In the brochure, you have a brochure. I saw that you focus on defensive style of investing. Why would you do that? Doesn't that mean your clients would earn smaller profits?
That is an excellent question, because it's
thank you.
It's based on it's based on a lot of the myths and mistruths that have been pushed on all of us for a long time by the Wall Street machine. It really has to do with how the math actually works, and I'll try not to make everyone feel like they're in math class, because I know that doesn't necessarily feel good. But it has to do with the fact that everything is sold in this business on a concept that isn't really telling. I mean, what that is average. You hear the word averages all the time. You know, you hear it on CNBC, you hear it on Bloomberg. Advisors will tell clients, oh, this mutual fund averages 8%, or the market mm-hmm. averages 7%. The truth is, averages don't really give you any indication whatsoever about how you're going to do. And the reason why is because of how compounding actually works. Mm-hmm. And this is something we spend a lot of time teaching people. You know, there's a significant difference between positive and negative compounding and its effect on your performance.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of a simple mathematical truth that when you're compounding negatively or losing money, right, you're going from a higher number to a lower number. And when you're positively compounding, you're going from a lower to a higher number. A little confusing, but it's, mm-hmm. it's pretty elementary. The way that I would explain that as an example, like say you invested $500,000 and you okay. had a great year and you earned 25% and you're jumping up and down and you're up to $625,000 and you're happy. The next year you go down 25%. So you went up 25 mm-hmm. and you're going down 25. And a lot of people think, well, I'm back to 500,000. No, you're actually down to $468,750. It's because you're compounding from a higher number.
Gosh,
right.
Yeah.
It's like when you go down 40%, it takes a 66.7% return just to get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so there is actually more power in negative compounding. But this mathematical truth that I just shared with you is not included in the calculation of an average. And that's why this industry focuses on overpromising and underdelivering, and then focusing on retention or trying to talk you out of leaving and then rinse and repeat that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that when you really study that and how the math actually works, what you find, the investments that are conservative by definition,
mm-hmm.
and what I mean by definition is not loading up on bonds. That's an asset class that certainly can lose. We all saw that in 2022. It was one of the worst years on record for the bond market.
Mm.
It's conservative by definition means having some sort of defensive mechanism, because the secret to outperforming is compounding from higher numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a higher percentage return. It's consistently... Like if you have a portfolio that's averaging 7% and it's just going up and down and up and down and up mm-hmm. and down, and then you have another portfolio that's just getting 4% every year guaranteed,
mm-hmm.
guess what?
Which one's best?
The 4% wins eventually.
So that is brings me to the question about the tortoise and the hare.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
That's the point of it. I mean, it's a great analogy. I use it because it is a true story.
You're saying to invest in something that's consistent instead of this up and down, up and down, up and down.
It means that you want to inject some of that. I think it's important to have some sort of defensive mechanism. And, you know, we can talk more about that.
What makes a financial advisor a good, and I'm going to say great,
because, sure,
you know, it's our money and we're allowing you and trusting you to.
I prefer that.
Okay.
Great advisor. That's really
okay.
What we want to be.
Yes.
I guess there's two parts of this. One is what separates a good advisor or a great advisor from other advisors is not how they do when the market's going up. It's how they do when the market's going down.
Mm.
Because, again, focusing on that. Controlling volatility or the negative compounding is the key to outperformance. Don't have to be exposed to it. There's a number of ways that you can be defensive, and we can talk about that too. But you asked me a question about what makes a good financial advisor. I always, and there's some more on the educational videos that we've done on our YouTube channel. There's a little bit about this too. And I just kind of phrase it like, if I had three criteria that I would look for in an advisor, if I were a client, the first is that they have a fiduciary responsibility, that they have that legal obligation to do what's in my best interest. The second is that they are independent. They don't have a sales manager, no quotas, no pressure to perform. And third is a holistic approach. And that's an incredibly important thing.
I want to talk about what holistic is, and we'll do that in our next segment. We're going to take a break here. I am with Bobby Hinkle. He started, founder of Main Street Advisors, Truth in Financial Services. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is correct, Bobby, here on Freedom 96.9 FM.
Yeah!
Hello, it's Robin Gunn again here with the Oklahoma Senior Journal. I am the publisher of that, and we started radio about 7 years ago. So this is the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which I like to look to my guests here and tell me what OSJ stands for.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is correct, Bobby. This is Bobby Hinkle. He started Main Street Advisors, Truth in Financial Services. We kind of left on a cliffhanger. Also, something I think is unique about you is when you get into something, as I'm getting to know you, you have passion behind it and you have truth behind it and authenticity. I mean, that's something that is palatable to people, especially when you're handling their money. So you're talking about holistic, talking about the 3 points. Would you say all three real quick?
Yeah. And again, there's some really valuable educational free videos we do on our YouTube channel. Look for Main Street Advisors. I just did a webinar a few weeks ago and kind of cut it up into short digestible episodes. But one of them was about the criteria that I would look for if I were a client.
Okay.
You know, with all the knowledge of I have of how all of this works, working inside the machine and seeing how it works and lifting up the hood, questioning authority.
Kicking the tires.
And ultimately, what I found was I just kind of thought about it from a client's perspective and designed the whole firm that way, really. But, you know, I want to try and provide people with value, whether they work with us or not. I feel like people need to be told the truth. That's why it's our whole mission to tell the truth about things. But when you're looking for an advisor, there's three criteria. Yeah, this is personal, right? This is just what I would look for if I were a client. Because, you know, for compliance purposes, I can't tell you who you should work with. I would look for someone who is a fiduciary, who has that legal obligation to
tell me what's in the best interest.
Fiduciary? Basically, it's a standard of care. Most of the industry operates on a suitability standard of care, which means that if it is deemed suitable by the firm's standards, it's acceptable to offer whatever that investment is. A fiduciary is someone who's held to a standard of law that they have to act in the client's best interest above their own or face severe penalties, even prison.
Oh,
it's a strong obligation. It's right there below being a parent.
Okay.
It's very important. I mean,
so can be financial advisors that aren't connected to the fiduciary?
That they don't have a fiduciary responsibility. The videos that we do, there's a little bit about that and how to find out. But basically, you would just go to, you know, if you want to talk to an advisor, you like somebody, you want to interview them, you can go to advisorinfo.sec.gov, and that's advisor with an E, it's the English spelling, not the American spelling. And you can look up an advisor.
Will you say that again a little bit slower?
It's advisor with an E.
Okay.
Info.sec.gov.
.sec.
It's a government website, which, you know, not all government websites are fantastic, but this is a pretty good one.
Okay.
And you can go on there and you can look up any financial professional. And basically, if it says broker underneath investment advisor, or if it just says broker at all, they really aren't acting in a fiduciary capacity. It's that simple. This is also a complicated topic because there's been a lot of regulatory efforts to push the fiduciary standard on all advisors, and it seems to be shot down over and over. And that's because, you know, to tell the truth about it, you know, it's less profitable to be a fiduciary. And so the industry does not want that to happen. So the second criteria is an independent, someone who doesn't work for a big company. And now that's just what I would look for. And the reason why is because, I mean, frankly, you have third-party custodians, you know, the Charles Schwabs and Fidelities of the world. A small firm is not going to have your money in their possession. They're going to use a third-party custodian. That's important, right? That's how the Bernie Madoffs of the world were created. They had custody of their clients' assets, and they could move it. You don't want that, right? But the truth is that why you look for someone that's independent, in my opinion, is because it eliminates some conflicts of interest that exist, like a sales manager or a quota or pressure to perform or proprietary products. I've never, honestly, not to say it doesn't exist, but I've never seen a proprietary product, you know, where an advisor says, this is the only place you can get this. I'm the only person you can buy this from. I've never seen one of those products that was actually in the client's best interest. That just means they get paid extra to sell it.
That's right.
The third criteria you asked me to get into, and I'm just now getting back to it, is holistic. And what I meant by that is, you know, oftentimes I see people will have like one or two or three advisors. They think it's a good idea to diversify their financial advisor, which is a really bad idea. I would not recommend it to anyone. And that's because these advisors aren't going to talk to each other. You have no idea how much risk you're taking. They have no idea how much risk you're taking. And if you know enough that you can put it all together, you probably don't need an advisor. You can just do it yourself. But it gets worse than that. People will have their CPA, their estate planning attorney, their property and casualty insurance guy, their Medicare guy, you know, their tax people. I already said CPA. But basically, all of these professionals in their life, and none of them are talking to each other. And any one of them can really mess up your financial future, especially what I consider the sacred triangle. That's the advisor, the CPA, and the estate planning attorney. A great financial advisor is someone who kind of plays like quarterback. They're not always taking the ball themselves, but they are responsible for what happens to it. Now, one thing that's really unique about our firm is that we are able to oversee estate planning and taxes and oversee, you know, home and auto insurance and Medicare. And, you know, we have a very unique firm, a concept called the family office. And as far as I know, we're the only family office with no minimum. Most family offices are kind of restricted to the ultra wealthy, usually minimums of $25
million. Yes.
Our tagline on our brochure is bringing the family office to Main Street. It doesn't mean you have to work with us, right?
Right.
If you have an advisor, you just want to make sure that they're willing to talk to your CPA, that they're willing to go to these estate planning attorneys with you. These professionals look at things differently, right? And it's about a team-based approach.
That's right.
It's very effective.
Well, and they have started doing that more and more with doctor teams. So there's this trademark you've done. And what makes it unique enough to warrant that, to trademark your financial planning process?
Unfortunately, financial plans are probably one of the most important things in this business. And it's often not done well.
Right.
You know, there are things that are substantially underappreciated, like inflation and taxes. Most financial plans, to be honest with you, are just a sales tool. It's just something to convince you to buy something or sign up for something. And so,
what a good word.
So we wanted to design a financial planning process I'd want to go through if I were a client. So we took all the sales out of it. And what's unique about it, you know, and why we trademarked it, it's called the Prosperity Blueprint. And the reason we trademarked it is because, you know, we wanted to protect the intellectual quality of it, I guess, or the integrity of it. But what's unique is that instead of just designing a financial plan and then giving it to you and saying, hey, are you ready to sign up? You like this? It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, here's all the pros, the pros.
Let me throw the confetti.
Back to the pros. What we've done is we've actually created a process where we design the first draft like everyone else, but it's a first draft. And then we have another meeting, what we call our plan participation meeting. By the way, these meetings are long. They're usually about 2 hours each. And we have 4 to 5 of them in the planning process. In the plan participation meeting, it's really driven by the client. And what we're doing is getting feedback, things they like, things they don't, questions, concerns. Maybe they want more over here and less over there because we use a lot of different types of asset classes. We also, you know, work with rental properties and a bunch of other stuff. What happens is the client ends up helping us design that second draft. And then we do it again and work together as a team to build a third draft. And that's really the magic of it, is that we build financial plans as a team with the client, where the client's really designing it and we're just a tool to help facilitate that.
Okay.
I can tell you our clients that have gone through it really like it. And we put a lot of work into it. It's a cash flow analysis. It's not a goal rule-based plan with Monte Carlo simulations for all those math people out there. It's built in a way that I think is the only way you can really try to project the future. Okay. And that's to be extremely conservative. So we underestimate cost of living adjustments and underestimate performance using compounded weighted returns instead of averages, like mm-hmm. we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. Overestimating inflation and overestimating taxes and really kind of creating a situation that's not a worst case, but like a baseline. And if we can make those numbers work, we have a great foundation to build from.
Okay. Well, we're going to take another break. But when we come back, I want to be able to talk to you a little bit about there are a lot of options. And I'm curious about yours. When is the best time to start Social Security? So when we come back, that's what we'll be talking about here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
All right. He keeps getting better and better here on Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll be right back with Main Street Advisors.
My name is Bobby Hinkle, and I'm the founder of Main Street Advisors here in Edmond, Oklahoma. Our slogan is Truth in Financial Services because we really endeavor to shine a light on all the things that are normally kept in the dark. Have you ever wondered what's actually happening with your investments? Are you concerned about economic uncertainty and how the markets might dictate your retirement? Would you rather be in control yourself? The solution is to build a comprehensive financial plan. Most financial plans are really just a sales tool. How about getting one that is actually a roadmap, something that you can use whether we work together or not? Give us a call. Our phone number is 405-285-5566. 405-285-5566. Josh will answer the phone and schedule a time for us to get together and just get to know each other. Our website is mstadv.com. mstadv.com. Give us a call. Change your future. We are Main Street Advisors, Truth in Financial Services. A better financial future starts here.
My name is Paul, and before I came to Nerve Renewal, I couldn't do anything. I could barely walk, I could not sleep, and I could not dance anymore. And my wife and I love to dance, so it was important that I got it fixed. Since coming to Nerve Renewal, I'm able to walk without pain, dance again, and I sleep through the night because I have no more pain. If you have neuropathy and you are in pain, no need for medications, you need to call Nerve Renewal today and schedule your first appointment. Your quality of life will change.
If you're suffering from pain, burning, or numbness due to neuropathy, schedule your consultation with Nerve Renewal now. Our non-invasive treatments are covered by Medicare, VA, and most insurance companies and could have you pain-free within a few short weeks. With 5 convenient locations in OKC, Edmond, Norman, and Midwest City, relief is right around the corner. Call 405-674-4949. That's 405-674-4949. Or visit nerverenewalnow.com.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal magazine and on-air host with Freedom 96.9, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that to line where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And they'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50+. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
Villages OKC is a plan for aging that connects a community. Our word for today is GIFT. G-I-F-T.
Hello, this is Marilyn Olson, Executive Director. Having birthdays and growing older is a celebration, and life is the most wonderful gift. To make aging even more successful, Villages OKC offers a gift workshop for you and your parent, or you and your sister, or you and your spouse, or just do it for yourself. In the workshop, in a small group setting, we talk through difficult questions. We learn about options. We write solutions for the what-ifs in the future. All of my own decisions are written in one easily updated notebook. The word for today is gift. You can find out more by calling 405-990-6637 or online at villagesokc.org. Villages OKC, where you can find a most valuable gift.
Woohoo! Mr. Hinkle here is bringing us in with his drum moves. I like that. That's very cool.
Rod Stewart.
Playing through some Rod.
Yep.
He's a senior people.
Tambourine. Kind of a sexy senior. Snare drum. Love it.
First of all, tell me where you're located.
Yeah, our office is in Edmond, not far from the Quail Springs Mall. Mm-hmm. We're on Western, just north of Memorial, right off the turnpike. We purchased a garden office, I believe that's what they call them, about 2 years ago. Bought it to expand and hire and
so you
start growing
it.
This thing. Yeah, yeah, we bought the building, yeah.
That's good. So it's 13920 Northwestern Avenue, Edmond. And 73013. That's 13920 Northwestern Avenue. Give me a phone number that people can call.
405-285-5566.
One more time. Somebody's pencil broke.
405-285-5566. Josh will answer the phone. He's pretty good about that.
Who will answer the phone?
Josh.
Josh.
Yeah,
okay.
My assistant / marketing director. Good person.
Okay. Yay, shout out to Josh.
Shout out to Josh. And our website address, mstadv.com. Recently did a educational webinar with some really good information that's not normally shared by a lot of people in this industry. Mm-hmm. And kind of cut it up into chunks and put it on our YouTube channel, which has a whole bunch of videos that Josh has put together over the years. But this webinar that we did recently, which, you know, it's the first time we've done it. So it's not like it's super polished, which I think we've actually gotten good feedback on. People like
good.
It where it's less polished.
It's more real.
Yeah. I make mistakes and clear my throat a whole lot and stuff. But I'm writing on a light board. Have you ever seen a light board?
I haven't.
It's pretty cool. It's like a whiteboard, but it's a piece of glass in front of me that I can write on, and the camera reverses it. I'm not writing backwards. But I go through a lot of really good content, really good educational stuff.
We're going to talk a little bit about Social Security. There's a lot of options on this. Oh, my word. Is there ever? And so much scamming. And I'm curious about yours. When is the best time to start Social Security?
Well, yeah, there is a lot of opinions on it for sure. And, you know, it's a topic that's interesting to talk about. And I think that I'm not a licensed counselor, but I do play that role a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, I have people in my office crying and fighting sometimes. You know, this is a very sensitive topic, money. And when you get into estate planning and things like that. And so, you know, a lot of times it's really trying to help people understand the purpose of their money. And when it comes to Social Security, unfortunately, a lot of people just look at it from a strictly mathematical perspective. In what I would say is a vacuum, right? A vacuum meaning that without any context of anything else you have in your life. And if it's that simple, then you look at the federal mortality tables that, you know, you're going to live to 84 years old or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so the optimal moment to start at 67 in 1 month, right?
Okay.
Because it's about, you know, how much you get each check and how many checks you get. One of the things that's kind of a founding principle of our financial planning process is anytime that you can inject certainty into the future, you should. If you can afford to do it, inject certainty, because there's a lot of uncertainties that we can't do anything about. The way I look at Social Security is that you really shouldn't look at it in a vacuum. We have to look at everything else in the plan and figure out how it fits in there like a puzzle piece in a greater picture. But I do look at a few certainties, right? Like, so one is that if you started earlier, I can guarantee you, and I don't use that word lightly as a fiduciary, that you'll collect more checks before you die.
Wow.
You know, that's a certainty, right?
Yes.
And then you look at, you know, like, what's the death benefit on Social Security? What does your family get?
Yeah.
$255.
Oh, that's right.
And so
I was just told
what's the death benefit on your retirement assets? Well, it's whatever the balance is, right? Mm-hmm. So any dollar we can squeeze out of Social Security versus squeezing it out of your assets. Like if you're wanting to retire at 62 and wait till 67 to start your Social Security because you want that full monthly benefit, in a lot of cases, it doesn't make sense to wait. You look at the time. I think the math is if you start at 67, it takes 13 years to collect what you would have collected from 62 to 67, which means you're 80 now. Mm. Do we know you're going to make it to 80? No, we don't.
Yeah, but,
right?
Yeah.
And so there's a lot to unpack with Social Security. It is a hot topic. People
very much,
you know, really want to understand it. And honestly, the only way to understand it, and this is the truth, is in the context of a financial plan. There's no other way to... There's no secret answers other than that.
That's good. That's a secret answer. So, yeah. Hallelujah. So on Social Security, this is just something I'm curious about because sure. I may or may not be turning some age.
You're 28.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So it makes me want to talk about Social Security.
You're talking about for a friend?
Sam, you said something that piqued my interest. Mm-hmm. It may not be beneficial mm-hmm. for you to wait to 67. Explain that to me a little better.
It's complicated without looking at a financial plan together. But I can tell you that you have to look at it alongside your assets, the other incomes that you have, and your expenses. And expenses are the most important ingredient by far. I mean, unfortunately, advisors don't spend a lot of time on expenses because, newsflash, they don't get paid to manage your expenses, right?
Right.
But it is the most important ingredient in a financial plan, so we spend a lot of time on it. We actually put individual inflation rates on each expense category separately to try and create realism in the future. But when it comes to Social Security and how that fits in there, again, you have to look at its purpose. And I think what that breaks down to is not necessarily the what, but the why. Mm. What the why is way more important than the what with everything in this business, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Like, why are we buying this? Why do we not want this? Why do we like that? And when it comes to Social Security, you know, generally speaking, it depends on your situation, right? Like, one situation where it makes sense to wait, okay, is a survivorship scenario. Right. So like you've got a wife that has a greater Social Security benefit than her husband. So it might make sense if there's a survivorship risk, which we plan that out and mm-hmm. see if there is a survivorship risk for her to wait till she's 70 to turn it on. Because if one of them passes away, they keep the higher of the two. Right. Gotcha. So making the higher one bigger is a better survivorship because they'll lose the smaller of the two.
Right.
No matter what. There's a lot of elements in terms of like nobody should ever go, well, it's better to take it at 62 or it's better to take it at 67. You have to look at it in the context of a financial plan. I hope that answered your question.
It did. It very much did.
Yeah.
And we are going to take our final break and it'll be our shortest break. So please be ready. We'll give out the information on how to get a hold of Bobby Hinkle. I'm very impressed with this guy. He'll also be our main sponsor at secondhalfexpo.com. Please spell out the word second. You're listening to us on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. This is the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for...
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Yes, we'll be right back. Well, this is Robin Gunn bringing you back in here to the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, hey, Mr. Hinkle, what does that stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is beautiful. There's uncertainties in the world. Economic uncertainty, political upheaval, madness happening in the world. What can anyone do to have any financial peace of mind moving forward, Mr. Hinkle?
Because I don't want to get too deep into the weeds here, you know, talking about the Greeks, alpha, beta, theta, rho, vega, and all that fun stuff, and diversification and correlation coefficients and all that. But the truth is, you know, there's probably never been a more prudent time than now to have some sort of defensive mechanism because there are a lot of things going on. And then you've also got, you know, the meddling of the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department for the last, what, 14, 16 years? Gosh, it's been a long time. You know, the trillions of dollars pumped into the capital markets. We are going to be in an environment, I think, personally, I feel pretty strongly about it, that we're going to be in this environment that continues to be kind of like a boom, crash, boom, crash environment that's going to continue. I mean, we've had three pseudo crashes in the last few years from the pandemic and then the Federal Reserve's actions in 2022. Both of them recovered quickly, but because of stimulus, kicking the can down the road.
Yeah.
There's only a few ways to really defend yourself. The first thing is to have a good financial plan.
Yes. Seriously.
That's a plug. And so if you want a good financial plan, just give us a call at 405-285-5566. Our office is over on Western, just north of Memorial. We have a website, mstadv.com. We've got a Facebook page. It's like facebook.com/Main Street Advisors. That's with advisors with an O. We have Twitter. We have some YouTube videos.
You know, YouTube is?
YouTube search. Main Street Advisors. I'm pretty sure
when
you'll find
you're
it. Now, it is kind of a cliche name, so you might see some other stuff that's not us. But when you see a video of my mug in a suit in front of a light board video,
that's the right place.
Yeah, because it's educational, free educational content, and it's good stuff. I'm going to keep putting it out, too. I mean, that's my new commitment is doing a bunch of these educational videos and just pumping them out.
That's wonderful.
Teaching people stuff that, unfortunately, nobody else is teaching them.
Let's say somebody comes into your office and they just need some advice, and it's not necessarily something that you may get a customer out of. Is that something you do?
Absolutely. There is this truth about the industry that, you know, the more money someone has, the more profitable they are to an advisory firm. The firm that I used to work for had a minimum, and if they were under the minimum, we got paid $0 to help them. The firm would keep all of the money. So it kind of encouraged us to push those people away, and that bothered me. I mean, the people that have, you know, less than $250,000 to invest typically need more help. Not always, but typically need more help than someone who's got $3 million saved
up. Exactly.
So,
but
you know,
$250,000, you're so proud that you've done that.
We make an effort not to turn people away.
That's good.
You know,
if somebody
comes in and they want me to look at their auto insurance, I'll help them.
Good.
If I can't do it for them, I'll teach them how to do it themselves.
Thank you, Mr. Hinkle. I've loved having you on the show. I've learned a lot myself. The way you get a hold of him by telly is 405-285-5566, and his website is
mstadv.com.
This is Main Street Advisors, Truth in Financial Services. I'm so glad you were on today.
Thank you.
All right.
I enjoyed it.
We are exiting the building. This is Robin Gunn. We'll see you next week on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal
on Freedom 96.9 FM. We'll see you next week.